All right. So I was asked to go over some of the points we made yesterday at the Bar Mitzvah of Alexander Olenek. So we spoke about the Rashi's in the on Parshas Vayera. Chazal on Parshas Vayera. So first question we raised was on the very first Rashi in Vayera. So it says Vayera lo Hashem Beilone Mamre. So Rashi says Levaker Esachola. Okay, that Chazal is found in two places. And one place is in Bav Metzia, where the Gemara says, Bav Metzia. And another place is the Gemara in Sota, mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaka Cholim. And what do you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaka Cholim? And we should do Mahu Afato. That's from Vayera Lo Hashem Elonim Mamre. So we wanted to know what exactly does it mean that God is Mavakachola? Like, in what way? How is God Mavakachola? If an Adam's Mavakachola, we understand. I mean, it's a person that you feel close with, so you identify with him, makes you feel good. How's a Kodesh Baruch Mavakachola? What does it mean? What is the plain understanding of the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaka Sechola? Okay, yes. But, I mean, that seems clear. It's not every Chola. Only Avraham, on his level, on the level that he's on, warrants a Bika Cholam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every ordinary human being doesn't. That's true. Another point we mentioned was the famous Chazal in Shabbos, where the pasuk goes, "Vayisoyne vayar, v'nei shlosh anoshim nisav molo vayar vayos across the pasuk hall, vayishtach oratzav vayomar adni im no matzasichem beinecha al nosavar me'alavdecha." So it's machlokas how you learn that pasuk. Who's he speaking to? So if you learn it's chol, so he's speaking to the malachim. Okay, he's speaking to the malachim. If you learn it's kodesh, so he's speaking to the Rabbanu Shlomo. And he's saying that Al no savar me'al avdecha means don't go away, wait here while I take care of the Orchim. While I take care of the Orchim. So the Gemara derives from that by the way, the other way, if you say he's speaking to the Malachim, so it's legodel shebahem amar, legodel shebahem amar. Yeah, because it's in no matzasichem beinecha. He didn't say in no matzasichem beinechem, but beinecha. Al nasav or me'al avdecha. So he's speaking to the godel shebahem. The Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim says that's Rav Chiya's request. That's Rav Chiya from the Medrash Rabbah. Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim says that that's a big sod. Says you should understand that also. Together with he joins that in, he merges that in with his idea, his general principle that everything here was b'marianavua. Everything was marianavua, which Ramban criticizes very strongly. But nevertheless, that's the Ram's opinion. The Ritva, the Talmud Ramban, he tries to justify the Ram. So it depends how you learn the pasuk. Yeah, what does that mean?
Somebody's calling in.
Okay. So, at any rate, so if you learn the way that it's a kodesh, so you have a strange phenomenon that here he's omed lifnei Hashem b'mari hanavua, and he interrupts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, and he interrupts the mari hanavua. And he says, wait, and he goes to take care of the Orchim. So the Gemara says, from here we derive the principle that Gedolach Nasas Orchim Mekabolas Pnei Hashchina. So we mentioned that it's a paradoxical statement, because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, It's, I mean, the question is self understood. I mean, that Kabbalah Pnei Shechina is the Borei Olam. So a boss of Adam who is a Yotzur is takes priority over a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam. I mean, it's against all the principles of Yadus. So what kind of an idea is that? That Gadol Hachnas Zorchem a Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. And the strange thing is, in this whole thing, the strange thing is that it seems, I mean, the whole thing seems an exaggeration. How many people are calling in now?
Let's begin to the beginning.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. So the whole thing seems very exaggerated, especially the way Chazal explained. Vela Bokor Rots Avram, Baikach Ben Bokor, Rach Vatov, they say it took three. Rashi quotes, right? Rashi says, Gimel Parmayu. It sounds like preposterous. And who were these people that he was going so out of his way for? I mean, who were they? They weren't of the highest level, it would appear from Rashi. Because he says to them, so Rashi says, why? Because Kesav Hashem Avoyim Shemeshtachvim Lavak Raglayim V'hikpit Shelo L'achnas Avod Azel Abeso. But by law it wasn't marked because it says Lino Rachasu Raglayim. So it would appear that these people aren't the highest level people. So for them, I mean, the whole thing seems like such an exaggeration that he goes and he kills three bakar in order to give them three tongues and with mustard, I mean, and he's Lucy Vasiugos. So the whole thing is, so for who? I mean, he wants to talk to somebody ideas, fine, but the whole thing seems an exaggeration. It does not make sense in the plain understanding of human life, even Avraham Avinu's life. It's hard to accept. But that's what he did every time somebody came. Every time he saw somebody, some Arab passing by. So that itself requires an explanation. But certainly the basic concept that Gadol Hachnasas Orchem Kabbalas Pnei Shechina warrants an interpretation. So it's interesting. The question we raised was, what exactly is meant by Kabbalas Pnei Shechina? What do we mean by that phrase, by that term? I mean, we use it all the time, Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. But what does it mean, really, Kabbalas Pnei Shechina? Can we define the meaning of the expression, Lahakbil Hakbalas Pnei Shechina? So, there is one place that we have it. And that place is by Birchas HaChodesh. Okay? It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says like this. Yep. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, daf membeis amid alf in Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-mavorach al ha-chodesh bizmano, ki'ilu mekabel pnei ha-shechina. Anyone that makes the bracha, the brachas ha-chodesh, it says if he's mekabel pnei ha-shechina. There you have already the idea of kabbalas pnei ha-shechina, Chazal are mentioning. Why? Because they say like this. Ksiv hocha hachodesh hazeh. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. That's by Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Uksiv hosam zeh keliv yan vehu. Funny kind of equation. Okay, in one place it says hachodesh hazeh lachem. And in another case it says zeh keliv yan vehu. So, zeh keliv yan vehu is Kabbalas Pnei Shechina apparently. And a Chodesh HaZeh is Rosh Chodesh. So you see from the Zeh and the Zeh that if a person mevarach on a Chodesh, that is Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. But there's something, it sounds very arbitrary. It sounds very arbitrary. You always find the Zeh. I mean, what are Chazal really saying here, basically? What are Chazal saying? But I think what Chazal is saying is, you see, Chazal were troubled with the pasuk, Zeh Keli Van Veil. That means zekei levanteo. Zeh means always when you point to something, Chazal say. Say by Haman it says v'chol zeh neshavali. Say yeah, nevada zar. Chazal always say by zeh, that means something that you could see, visible. So I can say zekei levanteo. Doesn't make any sense. Impossible. God isn't physical. So Chazal answer. Because Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, it means, Achodesh Hazeh means the Chochmas Hashem in the Bria. That's Zeh Keli Van Veil means, that you can't point to God, but the closest you can get is to point to the Chochma that's manifest from His universe. That's Zeh Keli Van Veil. And why is Zeh used? Because Zeh means, Zeh is usually something physical. But it implies something visible, something which is knowable and which is essential and which is real, which is real. That's the underlying meaning of Zeh. So in ordinary physical terms, what's most real is what you could see. How do you have the most real with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem. Zeh Keli Van Veil. It means when you point to the Chochmas Hashem, then you see the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. That's Zeh Keli Van Veil. That's what Chazal is saying. HaKadosh HaZeh, that's the equation. HaKadosh HaZeh means the Chochmas HaLevana, which reflects a minuscule and underlying system of Chochma that has no end. I mean, it's infinite. So the HaKadosh HaZeh is the interpretation of the Zeh Keli Van Veil. That's what Chazal is saying. I don't think it's a real Gzer Shava. That was Mekubal Misinai. I think Chazal are explaining the concept. And they're using the psukim to show you the idea. Okay. That's Tan of the Beir Rabbi Shmuel. I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So then the Gemara says the famous the Tan of the Beir Shmuel, everybody reads when they say the Kiddush Levana. That Ilmole lo zochu Yisrael el lahak du pnei avian shabashamayim kol chodesh chodesh dayam. Okay, dayam. What does it mean, dayam? It'd be enough. Okay, so Rashi explains that ilu lo zochu le mitzvah acheres el lezushim akam pnei shchina pam achas b'chodesh kidamarim b'gzeres shava, Rashi says. So dayam. It means that if we just received that mitzvah, we would be so fortunate that we wouldn't have any more room to express how fortunate we are. Okay? That's what it really means, dayam. Dayam doesn't mean it's enough. Doesn't mean he's saying that you don't want the Torah. But it means that alone would warrant the greatest expression of how fortunate we are. You see? We couldn't express any more. So It's an amazing statement from Chazal. So, but the idea Rashi said, but Rashi is very, very, very interesting because Rashi says, "Kidamar b'gzer shava." Why does Rashi say "Kidamar b'gzer shava"? Because Rashi is telling you that that's the concept. That if we just had one mitzvah in the Torah, and that is to know that once a month you have to go out, I mean, and say Zeh Keli Van Veil, and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Chochma in the universe, in His creation, so that would be enough. That itself would be a whole religion, would be a whole dus. It would be enough to be considered a whole dus. That's what Chazal is saying. Dayam. So that's what I'm Abaye Hilkach Neminu Me'umot. That's why you have to be standing when you say Birkas Chodesh, because it's Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. So from here, from this Gemara, really, we're in a position to arrive at a definition of what Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina is. Okay. So what is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina? What is the meaning of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina? Yes.
What was the point about the Kneminim as well? What
point
is Rashi making?
Oh, because Rashi's saying, "Kidamar b'gzeres shava," means that now we're in a position. Yeah, now we're in a position to define what Hakbalas Pnei Hashchina is. What is Hakbalas Pnei Hashchina? So apparently, based on the Gemara, if you define the Gemara, if you define the Gemara properly. So what it means is wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to man, offering him Chochma and making him aware of the Chochma, so the response of the human being to that situation is Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. That's what it means. Okay? It's an interesting thing. Because that's why this bracha is Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, he instructed us, he informed us of something. And that is, what he said is, look at the universe, at the order in the universe, and see that there's an underlying endless chachma there, which reflects the Creator. So HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem is HaKodesh, the mitzvah of HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem is the phenomenon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to man and giving him a mitzvah instruction through which he recognizes the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is the phenomenon. Now his reaction to that is Kabbalah. That phenomenon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing that demands a human response. The human response is what we call Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. Okay. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our Kabbalah, but it is our Kabbalah is the response in a person who is a normal person, who is a perfected individual. I mean, it depends on the level, but that response is Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. Okay. So what is the response by Chodesh? The response is Bracha. That's the Birkas Shevach. Hashem Amar Bar Shachakim, Uvruch Piv Kol Svam Chogizman Nasan Lam Shlei Shanas Tafkidom. So the whole bracha, and then it's like the Klal Yisrael, but the whole bracha is a Birkas Shevach, which is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaching us, so to speak, with HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem. Okay, that's Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. Okay? All the Shabbos is really... In Kabbalah Shabbos, really, you have Kabbalah Pnei Hashkina. Neitze Likras Shabbos HaMelech. Right? I mean, that's clearly Kabbalah Pnei Hashkina. And there again, it's very simple to understand why. Because what do we celebrate on Shabbos? Bryas Olam. So it's the Chachmas Hashem of Bryas Olam. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us with the mitzvah of Shabbos and offers us the concept of being involved in his Chachma and Chachmas Hashem and Bryas Olam. So there again you have the same phenomenon. So our response is Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. That's why Shabbos is Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. Same idea. Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So why is it so why it is an interesting thing. Why is it that I guess this is a question. Why is it once in the Chodesh? They have Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. It really should be every week. Yeah, it's a good question. And there's no formal Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina on Shabbos. It's just really something that's like a Midas Chasidus, like the Rambam mentions from Chazal. But in Birkas HaChodesh, it's a formal mitzvah. It would seem to be just the reverse. Right? Yeah, what's the answer?
Well, the Shabbos,
I agree with what you're saying, but you need an underpinning for this. There's a you need something more. See, you're right. Shabbos is limud. I'm going to say, so why is Shabbos limud? The point is because Shabbos is Maisa Bereishis, and Maisa Bereishis is not for everybody. So that's why it's a yom that's kavua for limud, for Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, we want to explain that everything really ultimately is Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkavah, but everything else is on the way, is on the derech. So in Talmud Torah, you're on the derech. You're on the derech to Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkavah. And Maisa Bereishis is too great. So therefore, there is therefore the Torah's kaveya yom for involvement in Chachmas Hashem. All right. So therefore it's not an event. You see, in Kiddush HaChodesh is something that everybody could see. Everybody could see there's an order, even if a person's not an astronomer. But the mere cycle of the moon is manifest that there's a whole derech and something's going on. You see, something's going on. There's a system. There's a system in the universe. That's really the proclamation of Kiddush HaChodesh. What's the proclamation of Kiddush HaChodesh? That there is a system in the universe and nothing is arbitrary. Just like the moon has a cycle, and it works with chachma and it's not a mystical phenomenon, but it works through Chachmas Hashem. So too, everything in the universe is all guided by Chachmas Hashem, laws of nature, and it's Chokas Ma Nasan Lahem, and there's nothing up there that's happening that's on its own or in some mystical way. It's a denial of Avodah Zarah, it's an acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really the essence called Har Kol. So, but that's something which is manifest easily. So that demands a Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, there's no real single event that's outstanding. It's the fact that that we have a mitzvah on that day to be kaveh ourselves from limud. So it doesn't warrant the same instantaneous reaction. It warrants a different reaction to set yourself aside for Talmud Torah. Nevertheless, people that are on a high level, you see, are Mekabel Shabbos. They are Mekabel Shabbos. Because there is a concept like that. But that's only for Chachamim. It's not really for an ordinary person. You know, for him it's not available. I mean, so that's why on Shabbos you don't have a formal Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina like you have on the Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is a demonstration. Okay, everybody can see. It's a demonstration. So that's really the difference. That's the difference. But there is an Indian, a person who is sensitive to the concept of Shabbos. So there is a kiyum of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina on Shabbos. But it's not mandatory. It's not the same in the same form as you have it on Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay?
It's interesting. Right. Shabbos is always associated not by...
That's not by Sushtinam. I understand it's mitzvah and everybody. It's a kiyam. It's mitzvah and everybody. But it's a different kind of mitzvah. No, it's not like a. It's not a form of mitzvah. It's a kiyam. That's correct. You're right. Shabbos is a different. Is a different Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. It's a different, by Birkas HaChodesh, it's a demonstrative. So it's really the event, it's a response to the mitzvah and the event, you see. So then you have to stand up. But over here in Shabbos, it's a deep inyan, it's a deeper inyan. It's a whole, it requires on the part of the person, Kovod Rosh. It's a different response. It's a different kind of a response. It's not a formal response. You see, I would say that in the this that in Shabbat, you see, in Birkas HaChodesh, it's a maisa of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. It's a maisa of a Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Maisa of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, you have to be moment, you have to stand up. In Shabbos, the essence is a kiyum belave of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. You see, because of, like you mentioned, because of the, it means involvement in Chachmas HaBriya, Briya's Olam. I mean, so that requires a different type of Kabbalah. A Kabbalah, the appropriate Kabbalah for that is Kovod Rosh, the seriousness of the weightiness of the phenomenon, of the situation of Shabbos. But in Birkas HaChodesh, it's a response to a formal response, a Maisa Kabbalah, a Maisa Kabbalah. In Maisa, so you have to have Mu'umad. Because of the same reason I mentioned before, basically, that in Birkas HaChodesh, in Kiddush HaChodesh, it's really the event, which everybody can understand. It's manifest. So you're responding to a manifest event. So then you require a formal maisa of Kabbalah Spanei Shechina. Whereas in Shabbos it's belave. It's the seriousness and the weightiness of the whole phenomenon of the mitzvah Shabbos, the mitzvah Sayyam, and what it really reflects, and the infinite Chachmas Hashem and the Yiras Hashem. So it's Koved Rosh. It's a different type of Kabbalah Spanei Shechina. That's what it is. Yes, you're right. Bismano, because Bismano, you're right. Bismano is Mashma exactly like the Rambam. That Bismano means the first time you see it, as close as you can, because it's really the Kiddush HaChodesh. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Bismano, the simple idea that Rambam says that you come the first day, because it really should be right when the Kiddush HaChodesh, right when it's closest to the Kiddush HaChodesh as possible. Okay, 3 days. After 3 days, because of the reason why we say that is because they hold that it's the benefit as Amara Gadol Mashalos by Yomlos Amara Gadol Mashalos by Lailos. So the function of the Yoreach doesn't take place until you have a certain amount of light that it casts. So that's why they want to say that it's, according to the Rambam, it's simply tied strictly to the phenomenon of Kiddush HaChodesh, so it's right away. According to the others, it has to do with the fact that the Yireach was created to function for man. It's Amar Gadol HaMashalos B'Yom, it's Amar Gadol HaMashalos B'Laila. So when does it function? So it doesn't function until it reaches a certain appreciable size. So that's why 3 days. Okay? That's how we all. We all 3 days. But it's good to do it as soon as you can, not to wait like... I mean, the Minigar Grow is really the best on that. If you do it, don't wait, because you wait, then you miss this mount altogether. So after 3 days, it's good to do it. So therefore, so now let's get back to this. So how would we transfer the definition from here to Kabbalah Spanei Shechina by Avraham Avinu? How would we transfer that definition? Okay. So, the answer is straightforward. Why? Because the definition over here is whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches man, so to speak, with Chochmah. So by Avraham Avinu, he approached Avraham Avinu with Mari HaNevuah. He offered him Chochmah. So whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers man Chochmah, so the response of man is Kabbalah Spanei Shechina. So Avraham Avinu, when he was offered the Mari HaNevuah, he was offered Chochmas Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered him Chochmah. The response, Kabbalah Spanei Shechina. Same thing. Okay? Or does it mean, Mistavar is by Avraham Avinu, there wasn't a form of bracha. But it means that, believe, there were certain ideas, belibo, that are ideas of Kabbalah Spanei Shechina. Okay. The ideas of Shevach Vahadah, I mean, what his ideas were, we're not on that level. But just like we respond with a bracha, formal bracha, but the tochen bracha is Shevach Vahadah, so no doubt by Avraham Avinu, his response was a response of Shevach Vahadah. Okay? Which was on his level. I mean, that for us, we can't know. Okay? But that's the response. The response is Shevach Vahadah. Now the question is to try to understand the Chazal that Gadol Achnas Sochem Yosem Kabbalah Spanei Shechina. So the question is, what is Achnas Sochem? What is there in Achnas Sochem? That's the question. Okay. Yeah. So you have a Gemara Chagig. Okay, so the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnah, Kol Shlo Chosel Kavod Kono. So the Rambam says, what does that mean, Kavod Kono? He says, Akavana Bazem Mishlo Chosel Sichlo. It's an amazing Rambam. He doesn't have to translate Chos. I mean, it doesn't mean Rachmanis over here. It means care, concern. Like, yeah, right, exactly, yeah. So, ki aseichel hu kvod Hashem. V'kivan she'eino yodeya erech hadovar hazeh she'nitan lo, as long as he doesn't know the value of that which was given to him, he says, harehu mufka bidei taivoso v'nasa kebehema. It's an amazing thing. You see? Erech hadovar hazeh she'nitan lo. He doesn't recognize it. That's really the problem with evolution. Not the theory of evolution. The problem is that in their mind, the Seichel HaOdam is nothing. You see? That's Kol Shelo Chosel Kavod Kana. That they don't recognize the Matnas Elokim in the Seichel HaAnushi. That it's a phenomenon that's not simply a part of Maisa Bereishis in the ordinary sense, like the animal kingdom, but it's something very special, and a special matana, and special abilities that are not found in any other part of the creation. You see, that's really the idea of the Tzelem Elokim. So if you degrade that, if you degrade the Tzelem Elokim, and you degrade the Seichel HaAnushi, and you don't appreciate it, so then you're lacking in the whole concept of Kvod Hashem, of Kvod Shemayim. Because for such a person, I mean, he's Nimshol Kebehemah Sinimah, he's like a behemah. He's given Bidei Taivosov, and the thing that removes a person from Taiva, it's an amazing realm, what removes a person from Taiva is this recognition. This recognition that the Seichel HaOdam is a unique phenomenon, Matnas Elokim, given to him to uncover God's Chachmah. So that's the concept. That's the concept of Kavod Kono, Kvod Hashem. That's what the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos and Chagiga. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the appreciation of this entity is the essence of what differentiates man, not the fact that he has it, but the fact that he appreciates it. The fact that he has it doesn't differentiate him. He could still be Nimsa B'yad Taivosov. What removes him from his taivas? The recognition that he is in tune with a special type of a world that's beyond the physical world, the world of ideas and the world of chachma. And this is Matnas Elokim. Once he realizes that, then the taivas are lower in his eyes, differentiated, lower. But if he doesn't have that differentiation, then everything's the same. That's what the Rambam says. Interesting Rambam. Interesting Rambam. So according to the Rambam, that's the biggest musa. Biggest musa is the recognition of the Tzelem Elokim and the uniqueness of its nature and its unbelievable abilities and the fact that it travels in a different world, the fact that it's given matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have the bracha when you see a scientist. Shenasa mechachmasam lebasar adam. So. Right. Okay, so that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam saying. That's the Rambam basically. Yeah. So now let's go back to Avraham Avinu. So what do we see by Avraham Avinu? By Avraham Avinu, you see that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, he went out of his way to bring the Ovdei Avodah Zarah Machnas Arach, but it wasn't just to give him a meal. It was, of course, to be Mekarav them Lamakom, to give them the correct idea of God, and to show them that they have a Seichel, which is a Tzelem Elokim, and to give them the value of that idea, and to bring them into the world of Chachmas Hashem, I mean, into the true world, the world, the real world, and to remove them from their Taivas, and from their Avodah Zarah. So basically, what the account really shows, where Chazal embellished the account, the account itself in the Torah also seems to be have that quality of exaggeration. But the quality of exaggeration really is the quality of the recognition of the value of the Seichel HaAnushi. But he recognized the value of the Seichel HaAnushi not just in himself, but he recognized it objectively. In every human being. So it came out that that Arab that was Mishtachvel Afar Raglov, that was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, did not have the recognition of what he was that Avraham Avinu had. So Avraham Avinu recognized in him something which is invaluable. And therefore, he basically rescued the Arab, rescued his from his own mind, from his own devalued concepts, which made him no different than a behemoth. So that's what Avraham, that was the act of Achnasas Racham of Avraham Avinu. So basically, so now you have a different idea, but one which is on a plane. See, the problem with Gedola Achnasas Racham and Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, the most basic problem is that they're two different things. I mean, there must be some common ground here. There's nothing common between them. Okay? But the answer is, apparently, that what is common between the two things, in both ways, there's a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chochmas Hashem. In one way, in Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, it's a recognition through an event, but in the recognition of the Seichel, the value of the Seichel HaAnushi, that's a recognition through a metzius in the world, through a phenomenon in the world. And that's why, you see, that's why it's so extreme. Why is the Torah so extreme in the account of Avraham Avinu? It's extreme because it means to say that you can't be too extreme when it comes to this evaluation. When it comes to the evaluation of the Seichel HaAnushi, it's limitless. It's just like Chachma. It's just like you can't be too extreme in being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, because it's something which is endless. It means he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering him Chachma, and the response to that is that he has to respond insofar as he can, but there's no limit to the response. He can't limit the response. It's only limited by the fact that he's an Adam, but it's not limited intrinsically. And the same thing is true over here with regard to the recognition of the value of the Nefesh HaAdam and the gift, the Matnas HaLekim. There is no limit, just like there's no limit to Chachma. So in both manners, in these two ways, the person comes to the recognition, the Hakara, of the Matnas HaLekim of Chachmas Hashem, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to recognize and to have that gift, that matana of appreciation of Chachmas Hashem. I mean, that's what both things do. The response is to both. But what Chazal is saying is it's really the same thing, but two different ways. In one case, it's because of an event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches man with Chachma. In the other case, it's through the recognition of the vehicle and the tool and the kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him with which to perceive Chachma. Okay? So it's both really the same. But Chazal is saying that, you see, that with Avraham Avinu, with an ordinary person, really, Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina would take priority. And it's, everybody knows that, I mean, common sense. But with Avraham Avinu, what Chazal is pointing out is that with Avraham Avinu, the Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, as great as it was, wasn't as great as his recognition from the Tzelem Elokim and his appreciation of the Tzelem Elokim, which was primary, because that is primary. In other words, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches a man and then offers him Chachma, whether it's Avraham Avinu, whether it's a man in general. So that certainly is an event that warrants a response or appreciation of Chachmas Hashem. But on a more primary level, built into the Bria itself, is a phenomenon that constantly warrants that response. But who can do that? Most people, things that are common, they just forget about. But Avraham Avinu, that's what it's pointing out. Avraham Avinu was not that kind of a person. Now for him, the recognition of the Nefesh was a constant recognition. And it was more, it influenced him more, it had a greater influence on him than Kabbalah smashing. Exactly the opposite than an average person. Average person, Kabbalah smashing, would shock him. The fact that he has a Nefesh, you wouldn't think about much. But the truth is, the reality is that it's just the opposite. that a person's response to the appreciation of the matnas alakim of chachma should be more should be more aroused by the existence of the neshama of the seichel adam than by nevuah. Nevuah second. If you have no seichel adam, you don't have any nevuah. So the seichel adam should be the primary entity of appreciation that motivates him to appreciate Chachmas Hashem even more than a Mari HaNavua, which is an occurrence. So it's true that for an ordinary person, Kabbalah's Pnei Shekhinah is greater. But for Avraham Avinu, that's what I want to point out. For Avraham Avinu, this was greater. This was constantly what he was involved in. This was his constant involvement. There is, of course, it is much smoother. It's much smoother, and I'm not saying just because the Rambam said it, but it's much smoother according to the Rambam that everything was b'mari hanavua. Much smoother. Because if you learn according to the Rambam that everything was b'mari hanavua, so what it means is that this whole parsha is really ideas. So it doesn't mean to say necessarily, according to the Rambam, it doesn't mean that he really, every Arab that went by, he went and he shechted three steer and cattle and he gave them the tongues. It doesn't mean that. But it's all b'mari hanavua to teach you the concept and the idea of what the Rambam says, the value of the seichel adam, the appreciation and the value of the seichel adam. According to the Rambam, it is much smoother. According to the Rambam, the whole parsha really is ideas. And it's interesting, I mentioned before, what does he point to? He points to the fact, in passing, like he says, he should also notice the fact that what Reb Chiya said, namely that when Avram said, according to Rambam's chol, according to Avram's chol, al nasav amel avdecha, so al nasav he was talking legadol shebahem. So the Rambam says that's an important idea. What is that idea the Rambam is mentioning? What's the importance of that idea? So the Rambam's saying is like this: there were three malachim that came. Really, who were the three? The three were Gavriel, Michael, and Raphael. Okay, good, very good. That's good. Rashi, I don't think, says that. Rashi doesn't say it. You gotta search for that one. Yeah. No, Chazal mentioned it. It's Gavriel, Raphael, and Michael. It's a question of who did what. I'm not going to get into Machlokes Taisa brings down no problem with it. But anyways, but basically, the way Rashi learns was Raphael went to save Lot. Right? He healed Avram and he went to save Lot. And Michael did what? Michael... told him about Yitzchak, gave the story about Yitzchak. And Gavriel was Mahapach Stone, stretched stone. Right, that's right. Okay. So now I'll ask you a question. If you don't know, if you don't answer, if you know the answer, but if you're using your intellect to figure it out, then you can answer. Okay, so you have these three malachim, and it says that Avraham Avinu turned Legadol Shebahem. The Gadol Shebahem. So who would you choose as the Gadol? Okay, if you had to make a choice. Who would you choose as the Gadol? Gavriel or Fala Michal? Gavriel. With the stretched stomach. Gvura. Okay. Right. No, it's a natural selection.
No, Raphael. Raphael had a two-part mitzvah.
Raphael, no.
Yeah. Raphael had a two-part mitzvah.
Was it? Not Raphael. Raphael winches. For some reason, I don't know why. All right, he healed him. Okay. But the answer really is Michael. Because Chazal learn from this that the Gadol has to be be'emtza. So he took the one that was b'emtza, and who was b'emtza? B'emtza was Michael, because Gemara says on Talmud Chacham walks in the road, so he should be b'emtza, and on the right side should be the more learned one, the more learned Talmud, and on the left side, the less. So it comes out over here that Michoel was the Gadol Shebahem, and Gavriel was on his right, and Raphael was on his left. So you're right about Raphael. So the thing, yeah. So what does the Rambam mean over here in this cryptic Rambam in the Morning of Vachem? Take a stab at it. Take a guess, maybe. What does he mean when he says that that's significant, very significant, that he was mishtachave? I mean, he recognized the Gadol Shebahem, the Gadol Shebahem. Says Al-Nasav Mavdach was Gadol Shebahem. So what's the significance of that? But I think the pshat is like this. What the Rambam means is, and I'm taking the Ramban's interpretation of the Rambam, that the whole parsha really was B'mari HaNavua, Sodom, everything, whole thing's B'mari HaNavua. So what does it mean? What it means is that Vayera Lov Hashem Be'elone Mamre, Be'elone Mamre, Uyeshe Pesel Chomayam Ve'Yisoyne Vayar is the Mare HaNavua. It's interesting, according to the Rambam, you don't have the problem why it says Vayar twice. Rashi's bothered why it says Vayar twice. Because it says Vayar, then it says Vayar, Vayar, Slakrasim, Vayar a second time. Because Mare HaNavua was Ve'Yisoyne Vayar was the Mare HaNavua. Vayar, was the second Vayar, was in specific, the elements of the Mare HaNavua. The specific elements of the Ma'ariv. So what the Rambam's saying is that the whole thing was B'mari HaNavua, and the proof is that he recognized Gadol Shebahem. What does he mean by Gadol Shebahem? He means the Gadol Shebahem was the one that gave the Besura Michoel, that gave the Besura for Yitzchak, which meant the forthcoming existence of Klal Yisrael. That was really the main idea. Sodom had to be destroyed because of that. And because Sodom was destroyed, so Lod had to be Nitzel. I'm not going to excuse me. But the essence of the whole thing was the fact that Klal Yisrael had to come into existence. And Sodom couldn't exist. Sodom couldn't exist. I want to thank everyone for this. Sodom was a total misrepresentation of Avraham Avinu, and that would have destroyed the whole concept of Avraham Avinu for the whole world and for Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam, what the Rambam means is that if you look at that Maima Chazal, that Reb Chiya, which says Gadol Shebahem, so you understand that the whole thing that took place was really a Mare HaNavua, and everything is trying to show you that Avraham Avinu understood all those elements. All the things that happened in Sodom was really a Mare HaNavua of why they had to be destroyed. But it was a Mare, given specifics and details, but the analysis of the details showed an understanding of why they had to be destroyed. So what the Rambam is saying is Gadol Shebahem means that he understood. You see, otherwise, how did he know who's the Gadol? That's the old question. How did he know who's the Gadol Shebahem? But aside from position, but even that, I mean, how would he know this whole the whole thing if he just thought there were just three people? I mean, it's unintelligible. But according to the Rambam, and since it was Mare HaNavua, it means he knew the essence. The essence was Michoel, and that's why he related to he spoke to Michoel, and the rest was all based upon the concept of. The existence of Klal Yisrael, and he knew the Gadol because he understood the idea, he understood the concept. That's what the Rambam's explaining. Okay.
But didn't that happen?
See, according to the Rambam, the order is very good, because first in the Mare HaNavua, he receives knowledge of the destruction of Sodom. He's mispal for Sodom. It's interrupted with the tefillah of Sodom, because he says, "Yevayakum Hashem al Anoshim Yeshiv al Pnei Sodom v'Avram Holichem Moshalchem." But Hashem Amar Machasin Mi'Avram Asher Niyosa, and then the Yigash Avram Vayomar, and then after that, you have Vayavo Shnei Malachim Sodom Ba'erev V'Lo Yeshiv B'Shar Sodom. So the in other words, there were two questions in with regard to stone. Why the Chamishim Tzadikim and the Chamishim has one thing, but an understanding of why they had to be destroyed, what their evil, the nature of the evil was, that was really in the Mara Hanavu of the whole story with the people with the Anshei Nasab al Abayis, the whole incident over there. That was really a depiction in Mara Hanavu of the nature of their evil, you see. So Avraham Avinu received that knowledge as well, not just an answer to the Chamishim Tzadikim in terms of the why the Chamishim Tzadikim, why it can't be matzah the year through Tzadikim. But that's one thing. Why can't matzah the year through Tzadikim with Avraham Avinu's tefillah? But to understand the nature of the evil, that was given to him in the Mara Hanavua with Lot, with the Anshei Yair Nasab al Abayis, and the whole incident over there. Okay, very interesting, very interesting. The order, according to the Rambam, is very good. Why you have the interruption? Yes. No, on the contrary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the person as they request. That's the greatest Chachma Sar. But it doesn't mean.
On a higher level. You have to.
There's another Chazal. By the way, there's another Chazal. Chazal says, "Gedol Chachma Sarchem may Hashkamas Beis Medrash." Why? Same thing. The same thing. Because in Hashkamas Beis Medrash, there's a recognition. There's another Chazal right in the same daf in the Gemara. "Gedol Chachma Sarchem may Hashkamas Beis Medrash." So why? Because the same idea. Because Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash is recognition of Chachmas Hashem, and Hachmas Ochem is the recognition of the significance of the nefesh, of the nefesh Adam. Yes.
So why does it say both?
What?
So why does Chazal say both ways?
Yes. No, the reason that you can't. I want to explain it to you because I explained it once before. That in Darshin Torah doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong. It means the Torah was neat and midarish both ways. That's what it means.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't get back to that. Oh.
No.
Yeah. So Hashem being Mavaka Chola means, I'm sorry. Hashem being Mavaka Chola means that it was the chesed to Avram, because what would be the greatest thing for Avram would be to have that experience. You see, the recognition and the appreciation of Chachmas Hashem. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu offering, I forgot, I didn't get back to that. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu offering him Chachma, he gave him that response, and that was something that was Bikur Cholam, that was Mekel Mecholya, that made him feel better. Avraham Avinu, that made him feel better. That's the Bikur Cholam. So that's why you say Ma Wafata. That's the concept. Okay. Yeah. But the... Right, you asked a question, and Aaron Katz asked another question. What was the other question? Those two questions. That how could he stop the Nevuah? How could he sound like he can control the Nevuah? Because he stops in the middle, you see? But I think the answer, and your question was that, your question was why it's significant. Yeah, but you see, the thing is like this. That's an answer. I think there's one answer to both questions. The answer is that he wasn't in the midst of a Mara Hanavua. The Mara Hanavua was coming to him. It was approaching him. You see, that's what it says. It's Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. So Al Nosavar Melavdecha means, in that context, Al Nosavar Melavdecha means that he wanted to come back to the content of the Mara Hanavua. But he wasn't in the content of the Mara Hanavua. But it wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu. But your question, why that's significant? Apparently, that is significant. Apparently, it's as significant as the ideas are. For man, the content of the Nevuah, the ideas, it's just as significant for the individual to have the appreciation of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the person Chachma. That's equally, you can't have one without the other. The reason is because ideas cannot be viewed as a mere acquisition of facts. You see, ideas are something which belong to a certain attitude of the soul. You see, and that attitude of the soul has to have the akaras abore, that he gives man the ability. You can't, in learning, when a person learns, he has to go vacillate between those two things. I mean, those two things have to be there. He appreciates the Chachma, but the appreciation of Chachma has to be Karas Hashem. I mean, it has to be. It's because that's the attitude of the soul. The only way for a person not to have that would be that ideas, you view ideas like a person views money. Like you just take these things and just have a pure acquisition of them as if they're just objects of acquisition. I mean, it is true that Torah is a Kenyan, but not in that sense. Yes?
It's 350 hours.
Okay. That's right. That's right. That's right. Chavam shenivra b'tzalam. Chiba yisera nadaslo shenivra b'tzalam. That's correct.
Gimel
yudalot. Gimel yudalot. In the Pirkei Avos. So that's correct. So it means in the learning, the appreciation of the soul has to be there. If there's no appreciation of the soul, then the learning is valueless. It has no value.
It's
Can't be.
Any
that's right.
Idea.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
If you don't have.
If you don't have that, then you don't have the attitude of the soul necessary to contain a real chachma. Okay, and it'll be a distorted attitude. So that's why in the in Vayera Lo Hashem and being approached with the Mara Hanavur, the Mara Hanavur approaching him, you see, there was that response. So it shows you that in the beginning of a Mara Hanavur, the Navi has this response of Kabbalah Spnei Hashchina, of the appreciation of the phenomenon. You see, that's the attitude of the soul that is the basis of the chachma that follows in the Mara Hanavur. Okay? Yes. That we mentioned last week of Zekeli Maveu means that when God offers his chachma to man. So that's why it's Zekeli Maveu is HaChodesh Zelachem. And also it's Nevoa. And also it's Nevoa. But I think also, and we mentioned it yesterday, that it explains the idea of Prisas Kapayan, El Hashemayim. Because the Pasuk says, by Melachim Aleph Ches, by Tfilah Shlomo, by Yamot Shlomo of Nehemiz Bachar Hashem Neger Kol Kal Yisrael, by Yifros Kapav Hashemayim. Okay? Vayomar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ein Kamocha Elokim Bashamayim Ma'al V'Lars Mitoch Hashem Ar Bris V'Chesed L'Avadecho Ahochu V'Fanecho B'Chol Liban. So, what is the Prisas Kapayim El Hashemayim? So, we explain that that's what it means is that El Hashemayim means because El Hashemayim is Mesap M'Kroet Kael. So, and that's by Moshe Rabbeinu also, that Vehi Yad V'Amuna Ad Bo Hashemesh, that was the same idea. So it means the concept is that when a person is mispalel, he has to have that kavona. That to whom is he mispalel? He's mispalel to the one who is the source of all this chachma. And the only route to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the chachma that he manifests to us. So that's really the kavona in tefillah. That's Prusos, Yad of Prusos HaShemayim. And because in the same tefillah he says, Ki ha'umnom yeshev elokim al ha'aretz, Hine Hashemayim Hashemay Hashemayim lo yachal kalucha. Afki Abaye says Zeh Asher Banisi. So Hashemayim Hashemay Hashemayim lo yachal kalucha. So why is Yad of Prusas Hashemayim? But that's the answer. Yad of Prusas Hashemayim is in terms of our kavana. In terms of our kavana. The kavana sa'adam must always be to the Borei Olam. And that's the essence of the kavana tefila, to the source of all the chachma sabriya. That's the idea. That's Prusa, Yad of Prusas Hashemayim. Okay, it's an interesting thing that how he formulates the tefillah, because he says v'shamato el tchinas avdecha v'amcha Yisrael asher yispalu el hamakom hazeh. Funny thing, va'ata tishma el makom shiftecha el hashamayim v'shamato v'salachta. So it's an interesting formula here. That the Shemat al Chinas Avdecha of Amcha Yisrael Asher Yispalu El HaMakom HaZeh. So the tefillah is to this makom. But Va'ata Tishma El Makom Shiftecha. What does it mean El Makom Shiftecha El HaShemayim? El Makom Shiftecha, so the Rambam explains in the Mar Nevuchim. The Rambam says that the word makom means a position and a place. It doesn't mean a physical place all the time. Sometimes it does. But hine, that Akash Baruch said to Moshe, hine makom iti. Makom means, what do you mean, hine makom iti? It means that you'll be in a special level, special position. Memale makom avosav. What does it mean? It doesn't mean a physical place. It means the mile and the gedula of the one who he's replacing. So the Rambam says, whenever it says makom in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means his exalted position. Okay, al makom shiftecha el hashamayim. It means his exalted position, which is denoted from the chachmas hashamayim, his exalted position. Yeah, amikom. Humakamashalom. All right, that's correct. So, but it's interesting. It says, but the mispal to this makom, it's kind of like it's transferred. I mean, like, the mispal to this makom, and then vata tishma makom shiftecha, from your exalted position, which is above everything. So, what is the concept? So I was saying, what we said on Tishba, we said, what is the concept of Migdash? I mean, that's what he's saying. He's saying that the absurdity of a bias, of a base of Migdash, there's an absurdity in a base of Migdash. Ki ha'umnam yeshev al-kem al-aretz, hini ha'shmai 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 la'echal kalucha, afki ha'bias ha'zeh asher banisi. It's an absurdity. But the bias reflects the she'ifas ha'odam la'makam. The she'ifas ha'odam, as if we would want to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not possible. But the bias reflects the idea of our desire. So, and that's why the bias is also Ashgacha. Because the Ashgacha is tied to that element in man that reaches forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam explains in like the well-known Rambam in the beginning of Yesod HaTorah, in Perek Beis. That when a person pursues Chachmas Hashem, he's imbued with a she'ifa la'makom. So the bias represents that she'ifa. So apparently what Shlomo Melech was saying was that that's the function of the Beis HaMikdash, that in the spiral to this bias means that the first thought that has to occur to a person is the idea of his she'ifa la'makom, his desire to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the ladders of Chachma, and also the fact that the Hashgacha is in accordance, like the Rambam says, Ramban says, say that it's in accordance and proportionate to that part of man, that level that of man that reaches that madrega of Chachmas Hashem and She'ifa Lamakom. So that really is what Migdash is. So that's the first thought. But that's the first thought. The second thought is Prisas Yadayim Al Hashamayim, Vayifros Kapo Hashamayim. And then the end of the tefillah says the same thing. After you finish the tefillah, so it says Hikchalas Shlomo Spalo Hashem Eis Kol Tefillah V'China Thus Kom Mi Lifnei Mizmachar Hashem Ekra Al Birkov V'Chapav Prisas Hashamayim. So Prisas Hashamayim is the second idea. The second idea is that to whom are you mispalel? To the one that is the source of the chachma that's manifest from the Shemayim. Hashemayim is upon Kodkel. So it's an interesting thing. So the bias, you see, the bias is the formula. The bias is the formula. It's a mispalel abayas hazeh. And that's the awareness of the formula is first. And then the idea of the one who is behind all the chachma of the universe. That is the second idea in tefillah. Okay? That's really the formulation. That's Shlomo Melech's formulation. So, whenever you see the concept of the Shamayim, that's the idea. That's the Zekeh Levanveh. That's Zekeh Levanveh v'chodesh Zelachem. Okay. The interesting is, yes. What the Rav said, that Har Sinai, really, we don't know where it was. And even though the whole Matan Torah was on Har Sinai, the whole Har Sinai is forgotten. The place has no value. Whereas Har Moriah, which was Avraham Avinu, with his reaching forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his abilities, through his human abilities, that became the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, the Mikdash is not what God is Mekadesh. Of course, Kedusha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but God is Mekadesh the place which indicates the correct action of man. And the correct action of man is She'ifa L'makom. That's the correct action. That is the perfection of man. So the Mikdash reflects the idea of She'ifa L'makom. And since it reflects that idea, that's why it's endowed with Kedusha. Because it reflects the correct concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the correct derech to reach him, which is through She'ifa L'makom and a recognition of the fact that the Ashgacha is proportionate with this level of She'ifa and Yediyah, and also the fact that that it's absurd. I mean, the absurdity really is a component of the idea itself. You see, I mean, because that's what it says. It says, it's an absurdity. But I think the absurdity really reflects one more aspect of Yediyas Hashem. That Yediyas Hashem is absurd. That even Yediyas Hashem is an absurdity for man. So this idea, which is the correct idea for man, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows with Kedusha. This is Kedusha. This is what we call Kedusha. It's not a it's not a mystical essence that falls down from the heavens, but it's simply the correct derech hachayim of the Adam. And even though in absolute terms it's absurd, just as the Beis HaMikdash is absurd, this is also absurd, because she'ifa l'makom, what do you mean she'ifa l'makom? I mean, he can never reach anything. What is going to reach in absolute terms? But the point is, on his level, with his Tzelem Elokim, he can reach something. So relative to him, it is a reality. It's a reality relative to him. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows with Kedusha. That is Kedusha in Yahadus. That's the concept of the Mikdash. Yes. That's what the Rambam mentions is Maxim is saying Manorah Makom Hazeh. Maybe that's the concept in Manorah Makom Hazeh, that he didn't realize that his she'ifa is in Lamakom, is endowed with such kedusha. Vayikatz vayoma Manorah Makom Hazeh Ein Zekim Beis Lakim Vezeh Zehar Shashma. He was surprised that this element in man should be endowed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu with such kedusha. It's good, very good shot. But the question is, so you're asking, so why isn't it always that way? But the answer is like this. You see, the answer is that over here, you have to understand that, like the Rambam says in the beginning of the Mar Nevochim, that man can always have the correct idea in a basic way. But sometimes in a person's life, the correct idea takes on a very real, for him, on his level, a certain kind, a different kind of reality. And places him in a different place metaphysically, but that doesn't happen often. That happens occasionally. That's like the Rambam says. Like for most people, in the night there's maybe one lightning bolt, but for some people there are a few in their lives. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's like a constant. Constant illumination, succession. But it's a succession, as even for him, it's a succession of discrete elements. So the concept that Manorah Makom Hazeh means that on that night he reached a certain level. So Yaakov Inri, on that night was a special night. But not every day, even though a person knows the right ideas, but he's not on. It's not the same. Knowing, there's a difference between knowing and knowing. I mean, you could know something, yeah, you know the fact, you know. But the knowledge can embrace the soul of the person and really capture all his energy and place him in a different position. That's a different concept. Okay. I mean, that's the concept of Nevuah, really. Because Nevuah doesn't always happen. So Yaakov didn't have Nevuah for 22 years. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Nevuah. I mean, it was for a time. So you see, Nevuah requires that special kind of a state which happens to a person, depending on the person, happens to a person occasionally. Occasionally. Okay, what does Ram say? That Eldo the Maiden is not Bar Machana? And it says, what's the Lashon HaPasuk? They weren't... Vayinabu below Yosifu. Below Yosefu. Yeah. It's not Yosefu, right? Yeah. So it means that they... that was it. That was a one-time thing for them. Yes, let's think about the Gemara again today. This is something a little extra you could add. The Gemara on Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph and Brachas, the famous Gemara, where the Gemara mentions that Abaye and Rava were sitting in front of Rabba. So Rabba says, "Lemi mevarchem." So they said, "Amri lei." They both said, "L'rachmana." I talk Kadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, and Rachmana Hechi Yosef. Where does God dwell? So Rava achvi l'shmei klala. So Rava just pointed his hand up to the ceiling. Abaye nafak lebro achve klapishmaya. Went outside and he pointed to the heavens. Amalu Rava tavaych rabban navisa. You're both going to be great Talmid Chacham. So what was the chachma of the story? So I realized the first element in the story that shows the chachma of Abaye and Rava as children? What's the first element? That's good. Rachmana. His first answer was Rachmana. Rachmana means, but together with that, there's one more thing you have to say. What was the greatness that they displayed? Yes. Yeah. But the most basic thing is that they didn't use any words. That's the most basic thing. They didn't say anything. Because they knew it's indescribable. So Rachmana Hechi Yasva. And you're right, Yaakov's right. The fact that mention Rachmana means we don't know him, we only know his Midas HaRachman. So Midas HaRachman means that we don't know his essence, but we recognize his Midas HaRachman, Rachamana. That's right. And together with that, the fact that they didn't say anything, they didn't say any, make any statement. Rachmana Hechi Yasev, they didn't answer. So they just demonstrate. But the demonstration was two demonstrations, like I mentioned before. The one demonstration was just pointed to the ceiling, which means that he's above. He's above. That was Rava. Above everything. And the second one, Abaye went outside, was to demonstrate Hashemayim Mesaprim Kvodkel, the one who's behind the Chachmas Hashemayim. So that was really the two answers. So that was the godless of Abaye and Rava when they were young kids. Okay. All right. What I want to go on this time is that Aaron showed me a Ramban here. Interesting Ramban. So the Ramban says, similar to what we said last week. Sorry, what? Yeah. So I took a look at the Ramban, and the Ramban really, I saw that he's saying something looks a little similar, but... I see there's something more here. Something a little deeper here. He says like this. There's an interesting thing. And that we said that in the Nevuah of Avram Avinu, so it started off with the... How is God Mavaka Chola? So it's Mavaka Chola with the fact, the Chesed Hashem, what was important to Avram was the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megales Chochma to Adam. To a bus of Adam. So that was his Bikachol. Okay, and that's Vayera Lov Hashem Elon Mamre. The Vakar Sechola. Which means that was Chesed Hashem, and if you weren't the Chola, so then he wouldn't have had that Nevuah. So that's where you learn out. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevakar Chola, Ma Fatoye Mevakar Chola. So the Ramban does take it up, and he says it very similar. He says like this. He says that Beilone Mamre Lodia Makom Ashebo Nimo. Okay, so it means it wants to tell you that that's where he did the mitzvah smila. V'zeh gilui hashchina elav, and this gilui hashchina for him, l'maylo v'kavod lo. So it's for a, because of a special maylo and honor for a cover for Avram Avinu. Ki'inyin shenema b'mishkan, just like it says in the Mishkan, v'yetzu v'yvorcha sa'om, v'yera kvod ha'Hashem al kol ha'om. That's like by the Asiyas HaMishkan. So it says also, v'yetzu v'yvorcha sa'om, so after they were v'yvorcha the'om, so v'yera kvod ha'Hashem al kol ha'om. Ki mipnei hishtadlusam b'mitzvos ha'Mishkan, because of their hishtadlus, because of their work in the mitzvah of the Mishkan, zochu l'ri'iyas shechina. So there was zocha to see the shechina. Right. Now it goes on. Let's just explain what it is. Ve'en gilui hashechina kan v'kan. And the gilui hashechina over there by the Mishkan, and over here by Avraham Avinu, is not letzavos lahem mitzvah, to give them a commandment, O le dibor klal, or to give them some kind of a dibor, might not be a commandment, might be a dibor, might be a mitzvah l'shoah, it might be an idea, concept. No. Elo gmol ha-mitzvah ha-nas is kvar. But it's a repayment for the mitzvah that was already done. That's what the Ramban says. A repayment. Interesting Ramban, huh? Ulahodiyan to show that God accepted, it was a ritzui before God for their actions, for their deeds. That God was, so to speak, I mean, accepted their ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay? Ke'inyin shenema, just like the pasuk says in Tehillim, ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha, I, because of righteousness, am able to see your face, meaning a gilui shechina. Esba'a beheketz tmunasecha. So I'll be satiated when I awake with your vision. Okay, that's what David HaMelech says. He says, that's the idea, that pasuk. He says, v'chein b'Yaakov, and also by Yaakov Amar, v'yifku v'malachei Elokim. Because that's a strange parsha. But also, right before Vayishlach, So, what is that? The Rambam learns it goes on later, but it's an introduction to a nevuah. But the Ramban is learning plain shot. The plain shot is more mashma that somehow or other, it was a happening. What was the purpose of it? After the mice with love and aroma, the Ashkenazi love and bogav and Ashkenazi levana of levnosa, varchsam yoshev love and makam. Yaakov ochel darkov, yifkav malach elikim. Byam yaakov hashem ram machne elikim zev. Yikoshem makam machanayim. What happened there? So what kind of what was the purpose of that? So the Ramban says that was the same kind of thing. By yifkav malach elikim, v'ein sham dibur. There's no new dibur, no new dvar Hashem. He says, "V'lo shechidshu bo davar, rak shezocha l'ri'as malachei elyon." But he was zocha to the vision of the malachei elyon, v'yoda ki ma'asov ritzuyim, and he knew that his deeds were fit and were accepted and were satisfactory before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'asov ritzuyim. V'chein hayal Avram, and the same thing is true by Avram, b'ri'as hashchina, in seeing the Shechina, okay, in this case, Vayera I love Hashem, same thing with him, it was his schus v'avtacha. It was a merit, a schus, he was zochet or something, and it was a haftacha, meaning like a kind of a security, I guess it means, a kind of security. So far he's vague, like what exactly is it? I mean, what's the purpose of it? But he just kind of like gives you certain qualities about it, you know, without getting down to what it is, sort of. Like it's frustrating, kind of. But it's a schus, it's a haftacha, it's to show that his masim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu are ritzuyim, is satisfactory, they're worthy, and it's a, it makes them feel good. It's a security. I mean, but what is it? It says v'chein amru. He says, and so they said also. Chazal say biyor dehayam. The ones that that went through the yam, the splitting of the yam, the Oz Yashir, Shamru Zekeli Van Veu. So it says Zekeli Van Veu, Israel comes from Zekeli Van Veu. See? Rasa, which we will machavin to, but in a kind of like a simple way, but he seems to be saying something a little more, because he says, Shamru Zekeli Van Veu, he says, Rasa Shifchal Hayom, Mashallah Roy Yecheskel Hanavi. Famous Chazal. Name. He's trying to explain it. The Chazal is like is a very difficult Chazal. What do you mean, Rosh Shifchal Yam Mashallah Roy Yecheskel Ben Buzi Miyamav? That a plain, ignorant maidservant saw by Yamsuf, by Kriyas Yamsuf, saw something greater than Yecheskel Hanavi? What kind of thing could that be? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, everything is according to the level of the person. So because Yecheskel Navi wasn't in by Kriyas Yamsuf, so this Shifcha is greater than him. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's against the Kola Tara Kola, against all the fundamentals of Torah. So it's a very difficult Chazal. What does it mean? So here the Ramban tries to explain it. I mean, he says, that's what it means. Shamru Zekeli Vanveil Rosa Shifcha Layam Mashalo Ro Yecheskel Hanavi. What does it mean? Cheskel Navi didn't have enough nevuah. I mean, Maisa Merkava is not enough. I mean, what does he mean? He says, Zuchus lohem be'eis ha'neis ha'gadol. It's a zuchus for them in the time of the great miracle. She'aminu bar Hashem uv'moshe avdo. Okay. That's what he explains. He says, "Upa'amim yavo b'shas haketzef." Sometimes it's the opposite. There is a Marian of war, which is at a time when Klal Yisrael is not is the opposite. Not Ritzu Yimasayim. V'yomer kolid lirgo some avonim kvod Hashem near b'almod kol b'nei Yisrael. So it works both ways. Sometimes it's after asiyas a mitzvah as a schar. Sometimes it's an introduction to an onesh. He says, and why is that? He says, not for the people that were evil, but it's for the tzaddikim in order to protect them. Okay? All right. So, but what is it? I mean, it's an interesting the way he doesn't want to say it's a negative, there's no such thing as a negative gilui. But the gilui is for avodah that are trustworthy. And it's in order to protect them, that's why it happens. But there's no negative gilui, because if a person is negative, he doesn't deserve gilui. Gilui shechina. So the gilui shechina is only in a positive way. So when they're evil, the gilui shechina is for the ones that are loyal, for avodah, for the servants that are loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah v'tzadikim, l'chvodom. Okay. Yeah. So he means that's the same idea. In other words, that sometimes there's a gilui shechina which has a message in a dibor, and it has a mitzvah commandment, or it has some kind of information, some kind of new knowledge that it conveys. But sometimes the gilui shechina is there for what reason? For the gilui shechina itself. For the gilui shechina itself. In order either to make the person who receives the Gilui Shechina realize that something good, some kind of realization, which is a little vague to our minds, but it's a benefit to them. Or sometimes when Klal Yisrael is bad, so in order to save the Tzaddikim, so for their benefit. But what he's saying is that sometimes the Gilui Shechina, what he's trying to point out is that sometimes the Gilui Shechina has a message and a content, and sometimes it just has a Gilui Shechina itself. That's what he's saying. There's nothing in there. It's just the Gilui Shechina itself. Okay.
But how does it protect if it's nothing in there?
Well, over there, protects because they saw the Kvod Hashem near Baal Moed, so they got frightened. So they backed off, because they... So they wanted to destroy Mashana. So the Kvar Shanir Baal Moedel, Kobane Israel, so it stopped them. So the Gilui Shechina serves a purpose in and of itself. That's what the Ramban is differentiating. The Gilui Shechina, which has a content and a message and a tzivu and a dibor, and the Gilui Shechina, which is just there for the sake of the Gilui Shechina itself. Its manifestation itself is the essence of the Gilui Shechina. Just the Gilui Shechina. That's what the Ramban is saying. But the question is, what is this kind of a phenomenon of a Gilui Shechina? I mean, like, understand the first one. The second one, I understand. And it's in order to protect the tzaddikim, in order to protect Moshe Aaron, they wanted to destroy them. Klal Yisrael wanted to destroy the Lirgam Asam Avanim. So l'chvodam, the Gilui Shechina takes place. That makes sense. Anybody could understand that. But what is the other one? The first one. The first one's a little more difficult. The first one is somehow or other, the Gilui Shechina benefits the person. Avraham Avinu did the great mitzvah, and he was a cholah, and he was suffering from the mitzvah, and it was nevertheless he did it. It's tremendous schar. So ratzel lekim es masov, and to pay him back for that, some kind of a schar to pay him back. So he received the Gilui Shechina with no content. I mean, just the Gilui Shechina. I mean, no dibur, no tzivui, just the Gilui Shechina itself. What kind of a payback is that? What kind of a schar is that? I mean, what is it? I mean, what is it, first of all? Before I understand what kind of a schar is, what's the nature of the phenomenon? Okay, that's the question. Yes,
how does that
play into this? According to the Ramban, that's something else. That's the machlokes of Ramban and the Rambam. Rambam says, Ve'erlo shmeinu elon emamre. That was the Marian Avuah. Vayisrael and Vayah means he was. That's what he saw in the Marian Avuah. It's a continuation. According to Ramban, it's separate. Vayelov Hashem Elon Amamer. That was Levakas Achala, and then the next thing was Vayisrael and Vayah. Vinei Shloshim Roshim Nisomlov was he was involved in Gemilas Chasadim for these Malachim who had the appearance of people. However, that works. Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's the question. Yes. That's what he's saying, that sometimes there's a Gilui Shechina, that the Gilui Shechina itself is a benefit for the tzaddikim. That's what he's saying, basically, Ramban. There's no content, it's just a Gilui Shechina. And with that, he wants to explain the most difficult chazal, that Mashero Shifcha Layom, Lo Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzmi Yamav. What kind of a statement is that? It's a very difficult statement. I mean, it goes against everything we know. I mean, what do you mean? Shif Chalayam is on a higher level. I mean, why? Because she? How could she even see? I mean, what could she see? I mean, she doesn't have the mind and the intelligence and the chachma to see. So what could she see? I mean, it's against the whole klal that nevu is for chachamim. So I took a look at the pasuk in Tilim that the Ramban quotes. It's Tilim Yud Zayin Tesvav, the last pasuk in Yud Zayin. Ani b'tzedek echazefonecho esbo v'horkitz t'munasecho. There's an amazing Ibn Ezra there. And I think he really opens up what the Ramban is saying. He says like this. He says, Ein li chayfetz rak lachazos panecho. He says, that's all I want is so to speak to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as a person can. So what does it mean? He says, Ki tzedek sheshamarti hoyasibo lis angi, the tzedek that I kept was a reason for my enjoyment, my own egg. Lis angi berosi ponecha. Okay? Lis angi berosi ponecha, for the enjoyment I had when I saw your face. Vatam, and the reason is, lahakir maseh Hashem, to be makir the works of God. He says, kihem kulam klolim, ubachachma asuyim. They're all universals, laws, and they're made with chachma. Ulenetzach omdim, and they're eternal in their nature. Va'ani soveya mitainik t'muvanoscha. And I am satiated from the enjoyment of your vision. Lo kasha tamale bitnam. Not like the enjoyments of the physical enjoyment of satiation of the stomach. He says, Vize eino bachalom, and this is not in a dream, rak behokits, but it's only when the person is awake. The Zos Hamachaze Eina Bemare Ayin says this vision is not with the physical eye, Rak Bemare Shikol Hadas, but it's with the vision of the mind. The Shikol Hadas means the function of the mind. So Shehem Maros Elokim Bemes, those are the real Maros Elokim, what the person sees with his mind, with his intelligence, with his chachma. And then he concludes with an important statement. He says, "Ve'ela hadvarim lo yevinim rak mi shelomad chokhmas hanefesh." Interesting thing. He says a person will not understand this unless he learned chokhmas hanefesh. What should he have said? So he should have said, "Ve'ela hadvarim lo yevinim mi she'ein lo chokhma." You see, if you don't have chokhma, you're not going to understand what he's talking about. But he doesn't say that. He says, "Ve'ela hadvarim lo yevinim rak mi shelomad chachmas hanefesh." Chachmas hanefesh. What does he mean by the chach? What does he mean by chachmas hanefesh? You see, what does he mean by chachmas hanefesh? Why does he have to say that over here? You see, I think what he's saying is like this. Here. What he's saying is that everybody can understand what chachma is. What chachma is. A person that has some knowledge, who has studied, can understand what chachma is. Subject, you can understand mathematics, physics, you can understand chachma. Each person according to his level, but he can understand what it is. But chachma sanefesh means the chachma of the soul, that's a different area. That's a different area. And this has to do with the chachma of the soul. Why does it have to do with the chachma of the soul? Because the end of the pasuk, see, ani b'tzedek echazef onecho esba'o, the sova, the satiation and the tanug of the nefesh, is something that a person can only understand if he has some insight into the nefesh itself, and the enjoyment of the nefesh. You see, the enjoyment of the nefesh. So, what the Ibn Ezra is saying is that that's what David Malch is saying over here. That ani b'tzedek echazef onecho means to see the chachmas Hashem. Okay, that's one thing. But esba v'hokitz t'munasecha. And then when I awake, meaning to say, after the involvement in the chachma, there's a certain satiation and satisfaction of the fact that he saw Mare Elokim. He saw Mare Elokim. The nefesh has a certain enjoyment out of that. You see, and that's what he means, that you need to have chachmas nefesh to understand what exactly he's talking about. Of course, you can understand what chachma is, so you can show mathematical chachma, you can demonstrate it. But the sense of satiation from the involvement in chachma, that satiation of the nefesh, that's a different area. That's a different area, you see. And that explains the Ramban, really. That's what the Ramban means. So what the Ramban is saying is that what does it mean Vayero Alav Alakim? What was this Mari Anavua? The Mari Anavua was not to convey any specific dibur or to convey any specific mitzvah, you see. But the Mari Anavua was to give him the appreciation that the Borei Olam allows him, makes available chachma to him. That's a special seviyas hanefesh, that idea. And in that Mare Hanavua, that experience was conveyed to him. See, that experience was conveyed to him. So that's what he means, it's schar for the mitzvah. That's what the Ramban means. Ki rotzo lekimis masen. What does it mean? It means to say that there's a special tainug hanefesh that an individual has when he recognizes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all chachma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omed lefonov and presents him with chachma. There's a sviyas hanefesh in that. And that's why I think I mentioned last week that learning Torah always involves that. That there's a certain hanoah. That's the Oz Tisanag al Hashem. I mean, that's the Yom HaShabbos. Oz Tassanag Avod Hashem. So there's a Tainug. I mean, that's really the whole concept of Onik Shabbos. Because Onik Shabbos is a Chilush Sira, but the Chilush Sira is supposed to reflect. You see what he says? He says, Locus Vias, he mentions here that it's, what's the Lash again? He says, Locus Vias Bitnam. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is that that's why you have Onik Shabbos. Because Onik Shabbos reflects that concept. Okay? So the idea that the Ibn Ezra is conveying, and that's what the Ramban means, same idea, that the Gilu Shechina gave the individual, in those cases, gave them that Tainug HaNefesh, So that's what the Ramban explains. So now the list, now for the hardest part in the Ramban. Yes, go ahead. Okay, good. I think both. Because a person who is a real chacham and who has that experience has to reflect on his nefesh. What he means to say to Ibn Ezra is a person can have all the chacham in the world and not know what this is, and not have this experience. That's what he means. Okay. But a person who has this experience means that his nefesh is open to that. To that perfection and that shlemos, so he experiences it, and he naturally is drawn to study it and to understand it. You see, that's what he means. Okay, yes.
Before we get to the hardest part,
I mean that's the idea of Onik Shabbos. I mean, the Torah really wants to make the concept available to everyone. So therefore, the oneg of chilush siyah, which is something that a person naturally enjoys, should be tied to the higher enjoyment. I mean, that's the Yom HaShabbos. That's the Onik Shabbos. I mean, that's the whole idea of Onik Shabbos. That's what the only guy says. What? Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. I mean, that's the extension of the Neshama, I mean, into a different realm. It's a good shot. Okay, that's good. Yeah. So the... I mean, you can justify the Ibn Ezra. It says in Shabbos a person can think better. I mean, he means that what he means is, the Ramban criticizes him. He says that, where do you see the person can think better on Shabbos? But perhaps that could explain it. What he means is that if the person is tuned in to the enjoyment of the nefesh, in terms of Oz Tisanag al Hashem, because of the oneg of the Shabbos, brings him to that state of mind, so that'll improve his thought. He'll be able to think even better. That makes sense. That's a good answer for the Ramban's Kashan Ibn Ezra. Because Ibn Ezra says that Neshama Seir means that if he learns in Shabbos, he can learn better, he can understand better. So Ramban says it. You can make these kind of statements, but where do you see such an experience like that? The person learns in Shabbos gets a better pshat than if he learns on Friday. But according to this, maybe this can answer what the Ibn Ezra really meant. What he meant was the Neshama Yaseir of the Yom HaShabbos means this aspect of chachma, the aspect of the appreciation and the hanah of the svi on the hanah of chachma, which is a special part of the nefesh. If a person is tuned into that, so he will be able to reach ideas that he never would have been able to reach without that. That's what the Ibn Ezra means. And that's true. Because the chachma in Adam always amounts to the attitude of the soul. It's the attitude of the soul which is the essence. That's what Yahadus maintains. It's not the brain. It's not the high IQ. It's the attitude of the soul. Of course, the intelligence plays a role. Each person has certain abilities. But the attitude of the soul is really the essence of what allows the person to perceive chachma. That's why you'll see people that aren't as smart as other people, but when it comes to certain areas, they perceive things much clearer. Much clearer, and they're not as and you find a genius that is foolish, because it's the attitude of the soul is the difference. That's what Yadus really maintains. It's the attitude of the soul. So part and an integral component of this attitude is the appreciation of the one that's nosein chonein la'adam das. That's a special kind of a segment of the soul that has that appreciation, and that appreciation really is an integral component of the whole world of Chachma. That's the essence of the world of Chachma. It all revolves around that. So that's what the Ibn Ezra means. Yes.
Is this the same idea as the Pirush HaMishnayos last week?
This idea we mentioned last week, but the Ramban really, he was right, Aaron. The Ramban is really going into it, but there's a further dimension here that I think he's bringing out. A further dimension that he's bringing out over here. Yes. Yeah. So let me just, So what's the difficult part of the Ramban here? What's the difficult part? What? That's right. What he's trying to answer and explain is Mashara Shifcha Layam Lo Roy Yecheskel Ben Buzi Miyamav. How does he explain that with this idea? But he seems to feel that he's solved this problem, this difficult chazal. How does he explain it? What do you think? Maranavot, Yecheskel Ben Buzi must have experienced it too? And his like over here was the way we explained last week. It was the introduction, according to the Rambam, the introduction to the Maran of Or. But in that introduction is that enjoyment. Okay? So Yecheskel Ben Buzi didn't have that? I mean, what does it mean? See, I think there's one point there that's significant. And it's the Ibn Ezra that really opens it up. Because he says, when you look at his words, if you think into his words, he says, Ve'elah advarim lo yivinim rak mi shelomad chachmas ha-nefesh. You say. Chachmas ha-nefesh. Chachmas ha-nefesh means that there's something very deep over here. See, there's an aspect to this that is significant. And that is that each person is on a different madriga. Each person on a different level. Okay? And the more complex the individual is, and the greater his hasagos, and the greater his she'ifa is, there are other components that are greater as well. You see, it's a different level. So a simple person can be satisfied with something small that's in line with their level of Yediyas Hashem and She'ifa L'Makom, you see. But that experience that would satisfy that simple person will not satisfy the great Navi, the great Chacham. Great Chacham is in different worlds. So to understand the Nefesh is a very complex phenomenon. See, I think what the Ramban is saying is like, what the Ramban is trying to say is that for a shifcha, what she saw on Yam Suf, which satisfied her, what she saw, relative to her striving, you see, was greater than what Yecheskel ever received relative to him. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, kvar rotzo lekimas ma'asecha, through a Mari HaNavua, the Mari HaNavua is always on the level of the person. So the ritzui that was experienced by the Shifcha Layam, for her level, for her simplistic level, was a full ritzui. She had a full satisfaction to the greatest of her capacity. But Yecheskel was on a different level. Yecheskel Novi. It's talking about somebody with different and travels in different worlds. And for his she'ifa, for his complex yediyah, and his neshama, and his striving, that wouldn't satisfy him, and he never received anything equivalent. You see. That's what it means. That's the way he's interpreting the chazal. So that really has to do with a depth. In order to understand that, you have to have the depth of the knowledge of the Yediyas HaNefesh and its complexities. And the difficulties that a simple person faces in life are not the same difficulties that a Navi faces. Different kind of difficulties. So when we read about the Nevi'im, it seems strange to us. Like Yonah's running away. I mean, it seems like strange. What is going on over here? And the reason is because they're on a different level. Different worlds, different ideas, different struggles. It's a completely the complexity of their soul causes them to travel in different spheres. You see, as different as Yonos, completely different as Yonos, not the same as I'm. And by the same token, it's not the same complementary satisfaction. You see, the satisfaction from the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chonen L'Olam Das. That satisfaction can be very complete for a simple person through a certain experience, and through a Navi with his Sheifas and his Chachma, he requires something different. He requires something different. That's the way the Ramban is explaining the Chazal. Masha Rosh Shifcha Ayam LaRoy Cheskan Buzmiyam means for the Shifcha that was completely satisfying. For her Nisyonas and her pursuit of Chachma, and she was completely satisfied. But for the Navi, for Yechesko, different. There's a different story. For him, he never received anything like that. But in other words, it is relative to the soul and the nefesh of the individual. And the nefesh of the individual, who's a simplistic nefesh, I mean, for her, this was completely satisfying. But Yecheskel, with his chachma and his das and his pursuit on a different plane, on a different levels of chachma, so, I mean, it's a different world. He needs different... Different satisfaction. And what Avram Vinu said, Chalil alacha, shofei kolaris liyasa mishpat. For him, he saw something in the Bar Olam that was, can't be. A simple person sees something like that. A simple person would never see it. A simple person has no kashas. But the greater the Navi, the greater the Chacham, the greater the difficulties. The greater the difficulties. And that's clearly expressed throughout the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulties. His questions. I mean, the Navi's difficulties. And the Navi's asked questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Where's the Yosha? Where's the Mishpat? I mean, all these questions are questions for great people. They're not questions for simple people. So for the simple person, the Shifcha Layam, what she saw, Zekeli Vanveyu, for her was totally complete. And even Yecheskel Ben Buzi, with his great Chochman and great Mari Nevuah, He didn't see that. Yes. That could very well be, because it means that the Mare HaNavuah was such that it satisfied everybody. It's Mustafa what you're saying is true. Because Zekel HaNavuah wasn't only, so apparently the Mare HaNavuah, what the Ramban is describing, that quality that it gave the perceiver, was complete for everybody. Now you're right, because Zekel HaNavuah. Everybody says Zekel HaNavuah. So that satisfaction was complete. That satisfaction was complete. What? Men, everybody on a different level. On a different level. Even the complex person. It would seem so. In other words, that was a special, that's what the Ramban is pointing out. That was a Mare HaNavuah for the Mare HaNavuah itself. That was its achievement. It achieved its goal. And it achieved its goal completely on Yom Sof. And that was Zeke Levan Veil. That was the Zeke Levan Veil. It fully achieved its goal. You see? Why? That was the Ratzon Hashem that should occur at that time, because of the Schar of going into Kriyas Yom Sof. Going into Yom Sof. But that was the idea. That was the concept. That's the concept of Zeke Levan Veil. Now, you're right. You're right. It means everybody, because that's the whole Shira. That's the whole concept of the Shira. It's everybody. So it means that was what was special about the Zeke Levan Veil of Kriyas Yom Sof. It was for the sake of the Mare HaNavuah itself, and it effectuated its goal. It completed its goal and produced that unique phenomenon, that unique experience. That's what the Ramban is saying. Okay, I believe what the Ibn Ezra means is that even in a Mare HaNavuah, Bachalom, where he has a Mare HaNavuah, so the sense of satisfaction is Bahakets. The sense of satisfaction that he enjoys is Bahakets, because in the Mare HaNavuah he's involved in the Mare HaNavuah and the Chachma. But the sense of satisfaction of the Nefesh is something that he experiences after the Mare HaNavuah. after the mind flow. That's what I believe is in. Good question. That's a good question. Does it make no difference in terms of the perfection of man, or it doesn't make a difference? Kind of that the shif chalayom was zochet or something, that yicheskon buz was zochet. It's a good question. I would say it really is expressed in the brach of Talmud Torah also. Lasak with the Vesorah and Ha'arevno at Hashem Alekenu is the Vesorah Shabbafina. The Ha'arevno. Ha'arevno is really a certain experience of satiation of the soul. I mean, it's a, that when a person learns Torah, that is so, is satisfied. And the ultimate satisfaction is the reflection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this available to me. He gave me this ability. That's a certain metaphysical kind of satisfaction. Yes? No, that's a good point. I think Dr. Orbach mentioned a good point. That the thing is that it doesn't mean that the person, because they had that experience, is going to be more perfected. Right, because you see, any experience which is not a direct result of the person's personal achievement doesn't really change the person. I mean, that's why all the Nisim in Mitzrayim didn't do much. After 3 days, ready, they were in trouble. So that's true. That's correct. You're right about that. It's not that Yecheskel Ben Buzi wasn't Zocha to that, but why that was necessary for those people and at that time, why they, that's a separate cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't go into that cheshbon. But you're right about that. There's nothing from the external. I mean, that's really where Yahadus differs from the dream of our society. The dream of the American society is, part of the dream is that the person, something will happen that will change the person. cause the person to change. Even an external experience. But the only change that really takes place is a change that the person strives for and works through and attains on his own through the inner struggle and battle. But any type of situational benefit is short-lived. That's correct. You're right about that. Yes.
So what
it's a gmol. It's a gmol. See, I would say the following. I would say that what does it mean by a gmol? What do you mean by the experience is a great experience, and the nefesh is satisfied from the experience. But I would go one step further. I would say like this, that the person has the opportunity, after that experience, to draw from it, you see, and to extend it and to benefit from it. If they choose not to do so, then they gain nothing from it. But it's a schar like any other schar. What is a schar if a Kadosh Baruch Hu bestows wealth on a person? So the schar is that he has an opportunity to do something. So he could do something good or do something bad. It's up to him. So but the schar is an opportunity. It means that this experience, which is a beneficial one for the nefesh, which the nefesh experiences as a special kind of a svia, a special kind of svias nefesh, the person has an opportunity to draw from that. And to gain and to move ahead. But you're right. They could also forget about it, turn their back on it, and then they gain nothing from it. That depends on the Bechiras Adam. I mean, that's why Nikarav Salakim Litov. I mean, he's enjoying a certain relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu and the recognition that he's the Chonin Das. That gives the person a certain Sviya Sanefesh.